U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan burned all kinds of waste, tons of it every day at some bases. Plastic and foam dinnerware from chow halls, batteries, paint, tires, you name it. Some of it obviously pretty bad stuff if you inhaled the smoke, and that was hard to avoid.
The smell was constant. You could smell it everywhere you went.
Cindy Amon is 38 and now lives in Delaware. Early in the Iraq War, though, she was a military police officer on several bases in the Middle East. When Amon came home, she joined a civilian police force and ran 5 or 6 miles a day to stay fit. But she started having trouble breathing.
I got to the point where I definitely wasn't running anywhere close to that, and then I couldn't even walk up a flight of stairs without being short of breath.
She had to quit her job. Doctors were puzzled, but eventually, after Amon demanded a painful lung biopsy, she was diagnosed with something called constrictive bronchiolitis. Some researchers say the rare lung disease is unusually common among troops who were deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. Amon thinks burn pit smoke is the main cause of her condition, combined with all kinds of other pollutants she was exposed to in the Middle East, in particular dust from the frequent sandstorms.
The particulate matter over there is so much finer than anywhere else in the world, so when you're inhaling that, our bodies aren't used to that and it can't expel it like normal. So I think it was a combination of toxins in the sand. I think it was the burn pits. I think it was a combination of everything.
Different bases burn different things, and many troops, like Amon, served in several places. And troops with different jobs would have been exposed to different toxins. What's more, the powdery moon dust in parts of southern Afghanistan was different from the airborne grit in southern Iraq, or the smog dust and fecal matter from open sewers in Kabul. All this means the researchers who are trying to understand the health issues have a lot of strands to untangle. So the Senate bill calls on the VA to start a center to address the problem and says it should have ties to an emerging scientific field called medical geology.
Medical geology is the branch of geology that helps understand impacts of the earth and earth materials like dusts, soils, rocks on human health.
Jeff Plumley is a research geochemist and associate director of environmental health for the U.S. Geological Survey. He's among a small number of geologists who work on medical issues. They've increasingly been called in to help doctors and public health experts untangle complex issues involving things like drifting volcanic and wildfire ash, naturally occurring poisons in water and mine waste, and microbes in soil that cause disease. Plumley and other geologists at the Geological Survey have been helping researchers at National Jewish Health in Denver study tissue from lung biopsies like the one Amon got.
A pathologist will take a look at a slice of that tissue, and then we'll get a slice, and we can identify what the minerals that are present in the lung tissue are.
They can tell whether it's a desert dust or, say, an occupational exposure, like steel particles from welding. The researchers at the Denver Hospital are writing up the results of the study now, and they're planning more research, like finding a way to diagnose deployment-related lung problems without painful biopsies. That could help the patients and yield better information about the nature of the problem. Tom Porter is the legislative director for the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America.
That would be the primary goal among our membership. They simply want to be treated, want to find out how they were impacted and what the VA and what DOD can do about that.
And there are a lot who want to know.
We've got a recent member survey where 74% of those respondents report that they were exposed to burn pits and other substances in the air, and 60% of those say that they've got symptoms as a result.
Including Porter himself. He says that his 2 years serving in Kabul in the Middle East gave him asthma.
I first noticed it in Afghanistan. I was there for a year, and shortly after I arrived, I had a severe reaction in my lungs to the pollution in the air.
The IAVA was one of the backers of a law 2 years ago that directed the VA to create a registry of veterans who believe they were exposed to smoke from the pits. Nearly 75,000 have signed up, but Porter says it's crucial that more do. I'm Jay Price, reporting.